Hello and welcome back to my podcast. I am your host, Queen, Lady, Honey, and together we can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. You got to go ahead and give someone a high five if you believe that. See, you have to believe what you hear. Because the podcast is named Here to Grow with Honey. And so I'm not sitting, you know, in this room, you know, trying to pretend like I'm trying to grow you. I'm trying to grow me up because I have some immature parts inside of me that say I want to stay exactly the same. But, you know, that's kind of lame. That's a cop out. You know, I need certain parts of me to be renamed so that God's glory can be proclaimed. So today we're going to take an interesting spin off of our last episode together, talking about authenticity is attractive. And we're going to talk about quieting yourself down. I'm so excited about this topic because that's exactly what the Holy Spirit has called me to do, to go to a place of stillness. Now, I am an inquisitive person by nature. I'm so curious. I want to learn so that I can be, and so that I could do. Now, that's a lot. That's a lot of information you have to obtain and retain. And it leaves little space for God to pour into the areas where he cares to reach you at. And sometimes I sit under the kingdom faucet. I'm like, I want it all. I want to know God. I want to receive God. You know, I want to give God away. You know, I want to prepare these things for these group of people so that I can expose the world and make more disciples and make more disciples. And the Holy Spirit was like, oh, chill out. I got you. I know what your heart desires. So let me give you what your heart desires by having you do this favor for me. Go to a place where you are quieting yourself down. And when God calls me to be quiet, it almost like he's put me in time out. And I'm like, man, why here? Why now? And I tell you, I have the best experience when I'm in a timeout because I'm able to journal. And when I'm journaling, I normally like it to be so quiet and so still around me because I get to taste the peace in the room. And I'm able to feel peace. I'm able to hear peace, see peace, and smell peace. And so if I were busy, I wouldn't be able to pull that piece apart like an onion and say, okay, how am I benefiting from this? But when I am in a place of stillness or a place of quieting myself down, then I'm like, man, I can't believe that I'm standing in peace. Because when I look around and when people are sharing things, everyone is experiencing blow after blow after blow after blow. And so am I. Y'all hear the podcast. You hear what I'm faced with. But I still have peace. So if I am not in a still place, I may replace that peace with worry because that's all I used to know. But when I sit in peace, I'm able to celebrate how far I've come on this journey. And there's been times where I'm peaceful on the mountaintop, in the valley, in the wilderness, begging for mercy, crying out for help. I still have peace. And is such an expensive quality that I have. It's like one of the most expensive possessions that I have, apart from love. And I'm able to explore that emotion. So whenever I quiet my mind, I'm able to explore patience. Let me give you an example, a practical example of this patience I speak of. On yesterday, there was a check engine light on my car. And so that don't happen often. So I'm like, oh, what's going on? And it had my tire pressure, and it had like a, on my driver tire, it had like a red line, like a red dash going through the tire. I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm in a state of emergency. Oh my goodness. And I'm starting to pray. I was like, I shut everything down, worship music, and I start praying. I think I even spoke in tongues. I'm like, listen, if I didn't get it right, God, cover me with this kingdom language. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, why am I not panicking? Like the tire could just pop off the car and, you know, the lug nuts, I don't know what could happen. They could just fly off and the tire's just going to go in a ditch and whatever. And I got my daughter in this car. So what should I do? I don't know. I pray. And so I drop my daughter off. The light is still on the car. So I make it to school. Back in, I don't know why that was important, but I back in to the parking spot and I go in and I'm like, okay, if this tire is flat, then that dash makes sense. I need a new tire. Now, before I go into the school, I did look at the tire and to see if there was anything. There was nothing wrong. I even pulled over after I dropped my daughter off to see if something was wrong with the tire. I couldn't find a hole here or anything. So I come out of the school, end of day, and the tire still has air in it. I crank up the car, and the sensor is still reading it. The car is still coated with this, you know, check this tire. And so I'm like, okay, my daughter has a volleyball tournament to go to the championship. Should I be the greatest mother of all times and rush to this volleyball tournament, or should I see about the car? What do you think I did? I got my priorities together. I went to see about this tire, right? And I pull up to the place where I bought my tires and have them look at it. And as soon as I got there, they was like, hey, we could take a look at it, but because it's under warranty, it's going to take about 2 hours. Now, mind you, my daughter's volleyball tournament is going on and I volunteered to help. So now I'm having to communicate that I can't keep my commitment. That made my stomach turn. That I wasn't able to keep a commitment. The second thing that made my stomach turn, what would my daughter think? She's in the moment. She's practicing and she's warming up. So she won't know or be by her phone or be by any source of communication to know that I won't be there to watch this. So I begin walking around this place. I call a friend. I'm like, this is what's going on. This person like, oh no, how can I help? I'm like, I don't think you can. You have things that you need to square away, so you can't help me. And I don't care to inconvenience people. And so I sit there. And I pull out my journal and I begin to journal. And as I'm journaling, I see all of these different people file in. And then I no longer could see anyone at all. I literally went into a bubble, a kingdom bubble. And I was in this safety net. Like it was like God was protecting me from worry. Worrying about what my daughter would think, what the coaches would think, what the staff would think, or if I didn't show up to fulfill my obligation or my commitment to my word. And I started writing in stillness. And when I was in that place of quieting myself down, I could feel out the patience that God was giving me and transferring in my spirit to my soul, to my body. And as I was having this happen, I'm writing about this exchange. And I'm knowing that people in the world at that exact moment are praying for a miracle. But hardly ever do we see patience as a miracle. Hardly ever do we refer to peace as a miracle. Sometimes we think these miraculous things as, you know, the lame man walking again. That is a miracle. That's a healing miracle. It was a miracle that I didn't lose my peace, my patience in the moment that tried to test my peace and my patience. So when you quiet yourself, you are able to observe how far you've come with managing your emotions and with conflict resolution. So it was good to know that I am better at being silenced than I was back in March. Because God, if you've been listening to the podcast, and I have one episode that says, "My hand shall not be against you." And I was talking about the encounter that I had with the officer. What God was, the one thing God told me to do is be silence, stillness. And I believe that the best thing that has come out of this is that I listen to the instruction. And by me listening in the moments that I've been inconvenienced to listen, I have become a better woman. I have become a better steward of peace and patience and love. So I'm so grateful that I get this opportunity of quieting, you know, myself down. And so I want to invite you to this process of quieting yourself down, because I want to be this mirror before you. Because I'm not a person that just wants to stand in the obedience of God myself, because I know there are so many benefits that comes with surrendering. Now, what I spoke of, you may not want to, you know, travel through patience and, you know, feel that out. You might go, that doesn't sound interesting. But I'm telling you, it's better than a Netflix movie. It's better than a Marvel film to watch God deposit a miracle quietly to you in your quietness. No one knows that it's happening but you and God. Until you have an encounter with God and that exchange just remains between you and Him, man, it's a life-altering experience. So what I'm offering you guys is perspective of what my relationship looks like with the King. It's not so much of I just read my Bible, I pray, and I'm this robot, this kingdom robot. No, I stop, I slow down, and I'm like, God, explain to me my gains. What are my benefits? Let me see them, reveal them to me, because listen, this laboring is costing me a lot, and I don't understand why I have to go through this unique experience. And it's because I am original. I'm God's original design. And in that original design and being this authentic, attractive person, guess what? I have to go through things to gain new perspective, to become mindful, to share that mindfulness. Because maybe you stop learning and I refuse. Because I see more of God the more that I am willing to grow and heal. And so I am on this forever healing process because God has taught me how to love the process. And so that's how I'm able to talk about, you know, laugh at the sky when you're going through things. Why? Because you know God is solid. He a real one. He got your back. He not gonna let you fall flat. And, you know, even when love hurts, when it hurts to love God as much as you do, because you know that the more that you love God, the more that you have to give up that next thing that you love so much. But you learn how to be a peacemaker in that time. And then guess what? You'll be viewed as a peacemaker around your peers. And people will see you as a child of God. And then you'll be able to lead people to success because you are an eagle on the earth. And when you are this eagle on the earth, you understand that God must increase so that you can decrease. And as you're decreasing, there's going to be these rumors of wars in your mind that Satan tries to fill your heart with a lie, but you rebuke it by asking God a question, who am I, O Lord God? And then God will come to you and ask you a question. Whom are you seeking? Are you seeking my kingdom identity for you or who the world says that you are? And when you get that identity of who God says, you will say to every neighbor, every enemy, every person that hates you, every person that curse you, every person that despitefully use you, my hand shall not be against you. And when you say that your hand shall not be against them, you mean it because you're back at the throne asking God to speak, Lord, for your servant hears. And when God hears you out and God creates an open heaven before you, you're able to stand before God and say, here I am. And my friends, that is exactly the topics that we have touched bases on so far on this platform, Here to Grow. And if you want to walk back those lessons learned, go back and hear it from the beginning. Because this is my Genesis where I sit before God. I'm like, you reveal yourself to me, Lord. Move in haste. I need you. You know, you're calling me to righteousness, but I'm living with wickedness. Strike them down, O Lord. Because you are a just and righteous God. Don't let me be ashamed in front of the people that you have sent me to disciple. You start speaking to God with a pure heart. Because God says, blessed are those that are pure. Because we want to see God. We want to see God be God. Sometimes you got to come to God and be like, hey, show me your hand. Show me how righteous that righteous hand is. I want to see those that signs and wonders, God. Part the Red Sea. Send your plagues. Set the captives free. Open the doors of the prison. Bring joy to the mourning. So, what I'm saying to you is all things that I've witnessed God do by quieting myself down to see God be God. Sometimes the miracles are missed because we'd rather sit in frustration and anger. But God was like, I moved past that. I'm already in the solution. Do you care to join me? Sometimes you got to sip on the tea, you know, as your feet move. Sometimes you can't have your tea and be talking to God and sitting down. No, you got to sip on your tea and move. God is a God of acceleration. So when I think of God that way, I try my best to not rest in a low place, because I already know God said joy comes in the morning. So I can't let, you know, the nightfall to hit and I'm still angry about what happened in the morning, because I know I'm gonna miss out on that joy. And see, some of y'all may miss out on joy, but listen, y'all better not sleep on joy. If you ever come in contact with me, a lot of people like, man, you are very happy, Miss Honey. I'm like, why not? Joy's free. It's a free love offering given to everyone every single day. I just pull mine down. I get that there is not bread falling from heaven in the physical, but in the spiritual realm, God is always giving new bread away for free. That's why Jesus says in the prayer, give us, Lord, our daily bread. So I need my bread. I need the crumbs. I'm like that woman that was talking to Jesus. Listen, I'll sit under the tables and eat the crumbs from Christians. Who's more holier than honey? I'll sit under the table and eat the crumbs. Just let that glory fall. I'm sitting around some powerful people. You think I care what title they hold? I'm sitting around them. So guess what? That glory gonna fall. That favor gonna fall. I don't have time to be knocking this woman upside her head, talking about, listen, I need what you have and I'm gonna knock you out for it. No, I quiet myself to learn from these women. Why? Because I benefit from their good. I benefit from their strengths. I benefit from their flaws. I benefit from their weaknesses. So I don't ask the women around me to be better women than they are capable of being, because I know God has already presented his best. Come on, somebody. Have your circle of best appeared? If you don't have the best people around you with your best interests at heart, quiet yourself down and sit with God. Sit with that frustration. I will tell you this. You better be like Jacob. You better wrestle with that anger and bring the Holy Spirit. And like, I'm not letting go of you, Holy Spirit, until you bless me. I'm not being angry all of my life. I'm not being frustrated all of my life. I'm not being out of control all of my life. See, I'll wrestle inside of my body. Don't think that flesh don't come up and be like, hey, I want that. I need that. I lust that. But I'm willing to be like, Holy Spirit, you ready to wrestle? Come on, come wrestle with honey. Let's have a good kingdom fight. Like, we have to find joy in saying, you know, for thine is the kingdom. So I go to the kingdom. The Holy Spirit belongs to the kingdom. For thine is the kingdom. I go get a kingdom resource to help me with my fleshly struggle. For thine is the kingdom, the power. The Holy Spirit gives me the power, the word of God to speak over my life to overcome. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. And then what do? I go do. I come and speak God's glory. Oh, God made me halt in my tracks. Oh, well, God's glory covered that, because, man, I missed the mark. But I repented and turned away. Now, it's not all the time I get it right, but I do repent, you know, so I don't want to present myself as having it all together, because I have never seen a walk like this that God has me on. It kind of seems like impossible without the Holy Spirit. I'm not going to kid you. because God's standards are higher than your highest admiration in your mind. So you might think that person is great. God is greater. God is the greatest. God is truly the only thing that's good. We just claim that we're good because it sounds good to say. But guess what? We all are sinners. We all fall short from the glory of God. So I just make sure that I keep a hand on what's good. And that's the blood shed by my brother Jesus Christ. That's the Holy Spirit that he left on this earth as a tangible gift that we can grab a hold of in the spiritual and in the physical. How can we grab a hold of the, you know, the tangible things in the spirit and the physical, honey? By worshiping in spirit and truth. Go turn on your worship music, pray, get in your word. I promise you, the spirit, wherever the praise and worship is, God is going to show up. God ain't going to leave you hanging. God is not spiritually bankrupt that he's going to just have you out there proclaiming, loving on him, and, you know, calling his presence. He gonna like, nah, not today. All of that worship, I don't feel it today. You on your own. God is not tacky. He's tasteful. So make sure that you quiet yourself down because God has something to say to you. Will you hear it? Will you hear him? Will you hear the call? Will you come back to the Father and say, speak, Lord, for your servant hears? Listen, when you do this, you will accept a love that hurts so good. See, Jesus experienced a love that hurts so good. I talked about it in my Love Hurts podcast, that episode on Here to Grow. It's beautiful when you think about that because I'm like, dang, I will suffer for love. Because I've never felt a love like this. A love that's holy forever. A love with substance. A love that has have me, I be in church, leaping for joy. And you would think I'm at a concert with, you know, the top performers. All I'm doing is jumping for joy for God. I can't believe I don't have cancer. I can't believe I haven't had a stroke. I can't believe I don't have a high blood pressure. I've handling these kids by myself all these years. God is good all the time. I can't believe how good my woman looks. When I see some of these women and how they take care of themselves with absent parents. I can't believe that I'm staying afloat all these years with this high school education and a little college. You know, I can't believe it. I can't believe how I'm sustained with this one income and how God has brought in passive income from other places. I can't believe it. But I see it happening every single day because I'm willing to quiet myself down. And I would like to extend an invitation to all who wish to come. Come to God's throne for some stillness. Come to God's throne for some peace, for some love. And all you have to give in exchange is a surrender. That's not too much to ask. But that's going to be a whole lot of you that you have to lose. But be willing to be strengthened, cost you to open your hands. So I have open hands because I am God's daughter and I am his queen, lady, honey, happy to serve, willing to serve. Ready to serve. I want to give honor to the Holy Spirit who keeps me laughing, keeps me rejoicing, keeps me worshiping my God in spirit and truth. I'm so glad that I get to experience the Holy Spirit on earth. It's the best experience, and it makes life worthwhile. And in closing, I like to freestyle. So Father, come to me. Come here, come close. Don't rush to another because they don't have the desire of you. I'll drop lust for you to trust in you. Can you hear my heart pounding? There is a thump at the door of my heart, waiting for your knock. Father, I left the door cracked because I want you to always know that you have access. Process that, Father. I have given you access to you. Your temple is my temple. Our temple, you shall live. May you never have to speak where you will lay your head, because you shall rest in me. May you never have to search all over to find the one, because God, you have found me. May you never have to carry a heart of anger, because your wrath will fall flat as I worship you, King, undress in your queen. May I show you how good I can love by wrestling that evilness, so I can let go of my evil doer, so I can be your peacemaker. May I bless you as you are blessing me. And thank you for allowing me to be your queen, lady, honey. Listen, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for listening. I encourage you to encourage someone else to tap in. Listen, I want all of us to stay up, stay blessed, stay encouraged. Until next time.